Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer in New York, and I'm broadcasting tonight from my bright red desk after a lovely bowl of Brussels sprout soup. It is 23 degrees here in New York City. A little chilly out there. The heat is on. The cats are purring, and it's a Sunday night of Memorial Day weekend. Not Memorial Day weekend. Martin Luther King weekend, one of those holidays. And what we're going to talk about tonight is the weather, what's coming up in the week ahead. We look at the week ahead and see what the energy feels like, talk to you about how to use it. And we also talk about the week that happened, because it was a big week in many people's lives. And we kind of give you a little astrological guidance to help you navigate the stormy seas or the quiet seas or the gentle shoals or the rocky shoals of your life. So where we are right now is in a very interesting time. What's happening as we speak is Saturn and Mars are both stopped in the heavens. They're both moving very, very, very slowly, with the idea being they're getting ready for their upcoming stations. So Saturn stations in a couple weeks. He stations in January. But Mars stations next week on the 23rd. And he stopped in the sky. He's at the degree he's going to turn retrograde at. He's got some minutes to go, so he's still not quite there yet, but he's getting awful, awful close. And he's ready to go backwards for 4 months. He's going to go backwards until April 15th. So he stops on January 23rd, and which is next week. Well, it's actually next Monday, but he's at the degree this week. So we're going to feel very froze, very stopped, very backwards, and everybody's going to be a little extra edgy, because about the 4 or 5 days before Mars stops to go backwards, we're at the degree, we're waiting for the drum roll, we're waiting for the show to open. You know how like you go to a rock concert and you sit there and they say 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and you know the guys never come out until like 9:30, quarter or 10, and you're all like chanting and singing, and sometimes they send a poor guy out to bother you. You're like, go away, boo-boo, we want the real guy. So we're all kind of waiting for the rock concert to happen, because Mars, of course, is the rock star in the heavens. And he is our action planet. He's what goes forward. So we're also going to feel that we stop this week. We pause. We end things. So actually, it was a week of endings. I had a few people die in my life, or in the lives of the people I know and love. I had a friend who had surgery. I had a lot of stuff going on, and it was really kind of hard. But it also got me very much aware of, oh, wow, everybody's pausing now. So as the planets stop and they say, okay, we're going to stop now, we all kind of slow down, you know. So one client wrote that, you know, her son had been doing well, but then he fell off the wagon and kind of rolled. I had another client friend whose brother passed after a long illness. And then I found out, you know, someone had killed themselves, which was very disconcerting. And so it was just kind of a hard week. And this week was a hard week, because what we got was the news of change that maybe wasn't easy for us, or that maybe marked for us, wow, things really are changing. You know, this is really going to happen. You know, it's wow. And so there's an awareness when the planets stop. And they are both stopped. Saturn's at the degree he's going to station at too, although he's got a little bit more to go. There's an awareness when planets stop that we are really kind of at turning points, because literally they turn in the sky. We too are at turning points, and we're aware of those turning points, and we're aware of the impact of them. So what we find when we're having planets stop, and particularly two big ones like Mars, which is your get up and go, and Saturn, which is your how do I want to do this? You know, what's the structure of my life? We are asked by the heavens to sit quietly and think about what we want. Now, this week ahead, the sun comes to square Saturn. So he's going to illuminate very much for us the choices. And we've been talking a lot about thinking about what went on in 1982 and how that's kind of similar to what's going on now. And all that's true. But the other part that's going on is it's about the vision. You know, Saturn and Neptune, and I think that's really where I want to kind of focus a little bit extra time tonight. Saturn is trine to Neptune in the sky right now, and that's all about the vision thing. And one of the things that we forget, or at least I forget. I don't know. You forget. You might be more organized and more on top of this stuff than I am. One of the things that I forget is that a lot of what I have in my life, or a lot of the places that I have gone in my life, or things that I have accomplished in my life, have been a result of a vision. There has to be a better way. I don't really like the way that's working, so I'm going to go do this and change it. I'm Aquarius rising, so I tend to get irritated with something and then go decide to fix it. Or, you know, what I really want to do, and you get the vision, and then you buy the tickets, or you make the plans, or you book the trip. The visioning part is really, really important. And we've been really buffeted, or most of us have been, by all the changes in the heavens over the last couple of years. We had six, if you count Chiron, outer planets. Chiron's an asteroid, or actually he's a Kuiper Belt object, planetoid. We've had 6 outer planets, which are big, change signs. Last time this happened, 700, 800 years ago, the Renaissance, baby. And we're having a renaissance in our life, but at the same time, when a planet changes signs, it leaves the old energy behind. It says, bye-bye, and it goes off to the new energy and says, hiya, big guy. And there's turbulence, you know. It's kind of like, you know, when you're in the airplane and the pilot comes on and says, fasten your seatbelt, we're coming into a cloud bank. There's a little turbulence in your sky. And generally when planets change signs, they go from incompatible energy to incompatible energy. So Aquarius going from 20,000 feet in the sky, diving into the ocean of Pisces. That's a huge shift. You know, remember when you're on a diving board or you're standing on the edge of a cliff? We used to have this cliff we would jump off into a lake. And you stand on the rock and you look down in the water and you go, wow. And when you fly through the air, you kind of go, ooh, and then you hit the water. You know, it's like, really? Or just even a plain old regular dive when you're hot and you're laying on the beach and then you get up and you dive into the pool. The change is huge. It's an enormous shift. So we have that. We're having that this next couple weeks. We're going from air into water. We had from fire into earth. We had Pluto go from fire, which is vision and excitement and wild and crazy and let's have Christmas and it's Santa Claus is here, and yo, ho, 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 from 1995 to 2008. And it took a little while for him to get into Capricorn, but now he's in January. You pay your bills, you go on a diet, you look at the credit card bills, you go, really? I got to pay that? You have to file those damn 1099s and all that other stuff. January is, you know, kind of a hard month. The Christmas tree lights come down. All the presents go in the drawers. And the gift cards go in the wallet. And you go, oh, another year for Christmas. Well, another 248 years for Christmas, as far as Pluto's concerned. So we've gone from fire, changeable fire with all the sparkly lights and the parties, into January, 23 degrees, Brussels sprout soup. It's a big change. Then we had Jupiter, which is not as big, but he did change. He finished a 12-year cycle, though. He went from Pisces into fire. And he said, okay, we're starting a new 12-year cycle, people. And that was last year. And now he's in Earth saying, okay, what are we planting? What are we planting? And everybody's like, I don't know what I want to plant yet. I feel like there's too many changes going on. And he's like, I got to plant something, or we're not going to have any food. So he's pushing you to figure out what you want to plant. And then, of course, Saturn. He's in the sign of relationships, and he's saying, who do you want to have partners with? Who do you want to be a partner with? And you're like, I got to pick my food and partnering? Geez, Louise, this is a lot of stuff to figure out. And he's coming from Virgo, where he's worked really, really hard, and now he wants to play. He wants to go out and work and play and have a good time and laugh and dance, and everybody's crying because they don't know what they're doing. And then, of course, Uranus went from Pisces, sacrificial, sad, somber Pisces, oh, he of the big shoes, i.e. Lady Gaga, look at her shoes, into Aries, fire, revolution, those protesters, the Eastern Europe jumping up and down, the Middle East jumping up and down, the Occupy Wall Street jumping up and down, fire, fire, mad, mad, lots of changes. And all of us have had those changes in our chart, not to mention whatever else is going on. And then, of course, Chiron, if we're going to count him, which I think we should, he's in Pisces. So he's back to the 60s, which is why we have Pan Am and why we have Mad Men, why we have whatever the other shows are that are all about the 60s, Playboy Club, whatever. They come and they go, but they were there. They remind us of the 60s, and they say, remember the 60s, remember what you wanted back then. You wanted to, you know, wanted to eat at the lunch counter. You wanted women to be able to have the men's jobs. You wanted the gay people wanted to buy each other a drink and not get arrested. Now they can get married. Black guys in the White House. Women are in for president. Wow. But structurally, the world's falling apart around us. It's changing. We're changing. We're entering this whole new life. And this week, as we sit here with the planet stopped, and the things that need that have been hanging on by a thread leave. The endings take place. Boom, boom. The brother dies. The knee gets replaced. The person kills themselves. The person says, I have to leave. I can't do this anymore. I got to go now. The sadness comes. In my case, the cat's been howling. I want to throw him out the window. Not really. But he's just howling at the top of his lungs. And I'm like, handsome, you got to stop with the howling, you know. Howl. It's like, he's channeling the world in agony, crying and singing. And then at the same time, Miss America gets elected. It's the Golden Globes. Beyonce had a baby. There's new life happening, too. There's huge changes happening all around us, in our own lives, in the world around us, asking us, what do we want? What's our vision? And I think we need to take time on this cold winter's night to have a vision, to think back. Martin Luther King, lovely speech that he made. His anniversary is Monday. So most of America is off celebrating, not all of it, but a lot of us are. And, you know, what's the dream? What's the dream we had? What is the dream we have? What is the dream for us? What's the vision? And giving ourselves permission to come up with that vision and to say what it looks like, to really kind of listen to the dream, to see what the dream looks like. What's that vision for us? How are we going to go there? What's our perspective? What's our purpose? Why are we here? And the whole idea of the Martin Luther King holiday was to take us back and to remind us that we want to go back to when we had a dream. We want that vision. We want that idea, that connection, that whole ongoing relationship with things. So if we listen, and I think it's a good thing, you know, to kind of review this. And there was a little part of me and I just kind of thought, oh, this is so weird, Anne. And then I'm like, no, I'm going to read it. And I do want to apologize to Allie and Tanya and Rosa, who all went, oh, she's reading poetry on the air. That must mean she's ready for a relationship. Here we go, okay? Poetry again in the form of Martin Luther King's speech with a slight modification. We cannot turn back. I'm not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. And some of you have come from areas where your quest, the quest for freedom, left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and the ghettos of the northern cities, knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair, I say to you today, my friends. And so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It's a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out of the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I'm going to add women. Martin, you left the women out. I have a dream that one day on the Red Hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that one day down in Alabama with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little boys and little girls will be able to join hands with other little boys and little girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of God shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. And I have a dream that one day we will all be able to sing, My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let freedom ring from the stone mountains of Georgia, from the lookout mountain of Tennessee. Let every mountainside let it ring. And when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black and white, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants, Catholics, and we're going to add Muslims, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. And I think on Martin Luther King Day, one of the things that's important to remember for all of us is that in each of us, there's a restriction. Each of us has a Saturn. Each of us has a Pluto. Each of us has a Mars. Our Saturn tells us we can't do it. Our Pluto is pretty mean often. Not always, but often. And our Mars challenges us and says, well, maybe you can, maybe you can't, but I don't know. I'm not seeing you doing the work. So sitting here with Saturn stopped and with Mars stopped, two of the big guys that we call malefics, they're poised, they're paused, they're stopped in the heavens. They're asking us, what's the dream? What's the dream? And we need to answer that question and speak it loud, speak it proud, say it from your inside, say it out loud. What is your dream? And if you don't have a dream, that is okay. Sit down and think about what you want your dream to be. Back in 1982, you had a dream. You got a new one coming next fall, starting now. We're working on it. We're getting ready. So pay attention. Watch that dream. Okay, quickly with the aspects. I know I did a little Martin Luther King there in honor of the anniversary tomorrow and also because we're off, which is always fun. So the sun this week goes from 26 Capricorn to 1 Aquarius. We are shifting, changing into Aquarius full winter. He has an aspect with the nodes on the 17th, which is Tuesday, meaning watch for important connections. He has an aspect, a hard aspect with the nodes on the 18th, saying, eh, it's a little stressful connection, but maybe it'll be okay, maybe it won't. He has a square to Saturn on the 19th of January, ending something. There's an ending on the 19th. Bye-bye, gone, you're finished, you aren't doing it. He joins with Uranus on the 20th and enters a new sign. And he says, I am here, oh, winter, I'm firmly in winter. In the sign of Aquarius, which is the humanitarian placement, we love Aquarians. I have Aquarius rising and many Aquarius friends. So it's all about the big picture. What's the vision? And then he has an aspect of a sextile to Uranus and a square to Neptune, boom, boom, on the 21st and the 22nd. Next weekend, asking us to each change our direction, to adjust what our vision is. Mercury is flying forward. He's out of his shadow. He's a happy guy. He's in Capricorn. He's running from 13 Capricorn to 22, stimulating everything in your chart between those degrees. And he is going to talk to the nodes of fate on the 17th, asking you to adjust your thoughts, your ideas, you know, what you think about things. Remember, Mercury in Earth is pretty fixed in his ideas. He doesn't necessarily want to change his mind, but he must. Change he must, and he will soon. But he's kind of like, really? I have to say, Then after he gets the question to change his mind on the 17th, he does with the semi-square. So he's very strong with that semi-square. And then he feels a little wounded by what he hears or what he says on the 19th. So be careful not to say mean things to people. Or if they get really upset, just kind of say, what'd you hear me say? You know, did you hear me say something mean? I didn't mean to say something mean. Mercury has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 quintiles this week, which means he's particularly brilliant. Great ideas coming in through Mercury. So we want to watch for those quintiles and those gifted ideas. Venus is a busy girl. She goes from 2 Pisces to 10 Pisces, waking up everything between 2 and 10. Remember, in Pisces, she's in her exaltation. She's very, very happy. And she joins with Chiron on the 16th, so she's a little crabby the 16th, but generally she's happy in Pisces. Astrology always makes a liar out of me. And then she sextiles Pluto on the 20th. So a couple weeks ago when Venus joined with Pluto in Capricorn, all these relationships blew up and came to an end. Now Venus is sextile to Pluto, and she's a happy girl. And she is saying, okay, let's work together, oh Pluto. Water and earth make mud. So she's in the mood to make some stuff. She also has a little bit of an argument with the goddess of discord on Thursday the 19th. Moon's in Sag. People are going to say things. They're going to irritate each other. And Venus might be a little irritated that day. So just kind of say, okay, we don't have to live in irritation. We simply have to notice it. Mars has an adjustment in seeing his patterns. Now, remember, he's stopped in the sky, so he's got an argument. He's at 23 all week. Got anything at 23, Mars is parked on it, baby. And he ain't moving for another 2 weeks. So dig in. You've got to clear out stuff. Saturn is stopped, too. He's stopped at 29, and he's stopped aspecting talking to Ceres. So he's chatting with Ceres, and the two of them are kind of going, it's like a parents. It's like your parents when they went to parents-teacher conference. Ceres is telling Saturn what you haven't done. And then Saturn's going to give you a hard time until September to do it. Because the two of them are having this, you know what, she did not clean her room this week, and she has not been following that plan she said she was going to do. She hasn't been doing it. So Saturn will be back to bother you. Jupiter has a blind spot. He's got a little bit of a blind spot with Uranus, so he has kind of an awakening. And that happens on the 17th also. 17th is a busy day. And then we have the nodes of Vesta is clear in the house. She's throwing stuff away on Friday. You can be moving. You can be leaving. You can be packing up your stuff. You can be shipping things off. Lots of packing and getting rid of things. Vesta, 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 clean, clean, clean. Making a new nest for yourself or making your nest more habitable. If your nest is like my nest with piles of papers everywhere, I'm going to have a shredding day on Friday. And then Pallas Athena, she's at 21 Aquarius, and she's talking to Goddess of Discord. So wherever you're feeling a little discordant or a little irritated, Pallas Athena wants you to see the pattern and know you can change it. You can always change the patterns. Remember when you bought something once and the patterns didn't match on the side of the seam, and you went, wow, that's kind of off. And then when you buy patterns and they match perfectly and you're like, wow, that's really good, they match that right up. You're going to have an adjustment to your patterns this week, the things that you always think of that you do. Now, of course, when you're doing behavior modification, adjusting your patterns is how you get things to change. So adjust your patterns this week. Give yourself permission. Ceres enters Aries this week. So she's a big girl. She's entering Aries, and she's going to be hopping. Okay, as she enters Aries, she gets much more turning into mad mom. I am now mad. I am not happy with you. And so she's a little more aggressive, and that change takes place on the 19th. The moons this week run from Libra right now. Libra, who I read poetry. Woo-hoo. And no, Rose and Tanya, it's not because I'm in love. Right? Just although they said, well, it means love is coming. And then maybe it is. I'll tell you, I am having good aspects in my chart for love, but thus far nobody has knocked on my door and said, hi, I am love, I am entering your house. Well, that's not true. I have people I love all the time, but no romantic love. All right. But with poetry and now Martin Luther King's speech, who knows what will show up at my front door. All right, so now Monday we have the moon in Libra. It goes into Scorpio. Scorpio, of course, is intense, and it's in Scorpio Monday afternoon, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning through 1:30. Closing aspect is a square to Neptune. So this is the dream changing, the dream shifting, the dream adjusting. Then the moon goes into Sagittarius on the 18th, and it's in Sagittarius the afternoon of the 18th, which is Wednesday, Thursday, and all day Friday, with a closing aspect of a sextile to Neptune. So first the dream doesn't come true, then the dream does come true. Back end of the week, the dream comes true. And then on the 20th and the 21st, the moon is in Capricorn, hardworking, reliable, dependable Capricorn, with a closing square of a moon square Capricorn. Again, not a happy ending, but a good an ending nonetheless. And then the moon goes into Aquarius on the 22nd, the night of the 22nd. So we have a lot of energy. And then, of course, the sun changes and enters Aquarius, which is always a big deal. And we are also in the approach to the new moon, which is coming, and the Mars station, which is coming. So the Mars station is going to make us feel a little bit stressed. and a little bit like, I want to move forward, but I'm feeling very stuck. So it's a wheel spinning time. You know, the wheels spin, you know, when you get stuck in the snow and the wheels go, or stuck in the mud. Forward motion stops this week. We're going to go backwards. We're going to go back to what we should have done. And we need to go back and make a big list of all the things you have not done that you need to do so that you're ready when Mars goes retrograde next week to start working on it. I mean, you can actually start now because Mars has stopped. This is a fabulous time for all kinds of physical modifications to your body, exercise programs, diet programs, weightlifting programs, trimming whatever, clearing out your house, facials, stuff like that. While you're pushing with that Mars energy to get forward motion, to get where you're going. Very strong. But right now Mars is stopped, so nothing's moving. But you're spinning. So notice what you're spinning in. And then say, okay, when the Mars goes backwards, it's going to vroom, you know, the energy is going to go, whoa, back. It's going to go all the way back to the beginning of November. And then go, and then go forward in April, okay? So we're backward motion between now and April, and then we go forward in April, okay? So your job is to go, okay. Now, they also stopped is Saturn, and he goes backwards until July, so, you know, he's going backwards for a long time. And he isn't actually going backwards for another couple of weeks, but he's at the degree. And he's in this big trine to Neptune asking us what the dream is. I really want you focusing on your vision boards, your dreams, especially with all the big changes that will take place when the planets are stopped, when the two malefics are stopped at the same time in the sky, and they're actually talking to each other. It's a little wide, but it's a semi-sextile. I'm going to give it to them, because when Mars stops, we don't move forward physically, and when Saturn stops, we just don't move forward, period. So the two of them stopped really is a huge amount of energy pulsing on the degrees between 23 and 29. So all those planets between 23 and 29 are kind of getting the pulse of the station. And while it is a semi-sextile and it's not close enough for government work, and I know when I learned my astrology and I went to the Accurate School of Astrology, 2 degrees for a semi-sextile, because Saturn's trining Neptune, I think we're going to give it a little break and we're going to say, yeah, this is a huge time. We are at a really pivotal turning time. And I was in a class the other day, and somebody said something, and she's a really gifted psychic, Patty Canova, said that she thought Mars and Pisces would be a time of a lot of suicides. A lot of people saying that's a choice to make. And I was talking about it with my friend Melissa. And Melissa, who does Bach flower remedies, was saying to me, well, you know, Ian, there's a suicide plant from the Australians. And those of you who have never heard of Bach flower remedies, now we're going into Pisces. We're going to start doing a little more woo-woo stuff. Not right away, but we're going to be bringing more woo-woo stuff into the show. The Bach flower remedy for suicide is Wassamarin or something like that. Something like a really weird name. I'm going to put it in my column this week. Melissa mailed it to me. But it talks a lot about this of vitality. And when you look at a picture of the plant, it is this bright, vibrant, jumping, yelling, singing plant. And it is an anti-suicide plant. And I thought, wow, that is really cool. So it's an Australian remedy, and it's a positive forward motion. So I think we all need to pay attention to our darker spaces with these stations too. Because when the planets stop, we sit. And if we're not in a happy place, a lot of times despair takes over. Remember, it's a transit, temporary, transitory. It's for a week or two, and then we go forward. And so no despair. Take time to dream. Take time to eat broccoli or Brussels sprout soup. I also made broccoli soup. I'm having a vegetable thing. But the Brussels sprout soup is fabulous, let me tell you. Brussels sprouts, potatoes, a little dill, some lemon pepper. Fabulous. And forward we go. So into the week of Martin Luther King's birthday and into the week of January, where the sun goes firmly into winter, and forward we are in this new life. This is Ann Ortley, your astrologer, signing off. I wish you a great week, and use those Scorpio, Sagittarius, and Aquarius, Capricorn, and Aquarius moons wisely. Take care. Bye-bye.